Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey!
Phil's over there. Pam's over there.
Hey.
That landed on my shoulder, man.
There's more. I didn't get it all.
I'll point in the other direction.
Was it stingy?
I don't know yet. I'm afraid to breathe.
Jesus.
There it is.
Ah.
Oh, there's more.
Dang.
A little aftermath.
That was Pam's vagina, actually.
It's been a while.
My new mic.
Sorry. I'm hungry.
We mic'd Pam's
seat. It was there.
The vagina or the line?
Yeah. You want to start with your buttle rockets?
Yes, go for it.
We had some behind-the-scenes drama. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this with the state police.
I heard a little bit.
One of the things we learned was probably not a good idea to have the explosives unit in on Wednesday and then on Thursday break the law on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is us. You fucked up. You trusted us.
No, I think, you know, we made some mistakes scheduling.
All right, a minor, you know, infraction. How minor was it? What happened?
Well, no, we got a letter from them. They were disappointed and said, we're going to continue listening every day, but we're just never sending anyone from the explosives unit on again.
Oh, I mean, the dog that was licking my feet's gone too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which gotcha. Clearly you were turned on by.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were trying to deny it.
But anyway, I sent an email back. It was great. It's everything is fine now.
Okay, good.
Did they write back to you?
Yes, they did.
Oh, so good. Oh.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Hey, no, man, everything's fine now.
I'm just the guy shooting bobos out of my ass.
Right, but it's one of those things you don't think about.
Right.
No.
It's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't have them in and then kind of like mock them the next day.
Gotcha.
So I just explained to them, we did not mock you. That was me screwing up, not looking at the schedule and thinking, right? So like, don't count on us to think.
Right, and AJ says AJ.
But they were great. They know that we're very, very good to law enforcement on the air.
And very respectful.
And I did point out, we did get some very positive messages out there.
We did.
And speaking of that, let's play a little reel of the positive message that we got out there from AJ's ass.
Okay, Lady Rocket 1. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're lit. Ow! Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel... Ow! Oh! Ow! 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 Ow!
That
ow!
High.
Ow! 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 Son of a... Ow! Some fell down the valley!
No!
Fell down the valley! Rocket 2 is ready! Rocket 2 is ready!
Fire Rocket 2.
Okay, fire Rocket
fire
number 2!
Rocket 2!
Number 2! Ow!
Number
ow!
2!
Ow! 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 Okay!
Rocket
okay.
3 is in
here
the launch
go.
Pad. Magilla will
go.
Light.
I hate this!
Rocket 3 is
I hate
hit.
This! I hate oh. this! Ow! 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 Ooh. Ooh. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, no.
Ow!
No!
That was like fire in an ass!
It appears that the rocket blew up in the launch pad.
Actually, my cheeks actually rippled.
Being lit.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Ow, ooh, ow, ow, ow,
that went down the leg.
Wow. Oh, God. I hate this.
All right, don't say anything, AJ. I want to hear the rocket. Yeah, we want to do one more without you saying anything.
Yeah.
So we got some good sound on that.
Six.
Rocket number six
Trust
is
me,
ready.
Number six.
Magilla's going to light it right now.
I'm not going to say anything.
Rocket six is lit.
Oh, whoa. Son of a
Let's do a triple launch.
Triple.
No. Yeah. Triple launch never works. Ow.
Oh, God.
Ow. Three.
Ow. What? Stop, you idiot.
Okay, so how bad was that on your ass?
Oh, my God. Well, you guys were not kidding. When I checked later on, there was a big purple patch on my ass. And it's in an odd location, too. I can't figure out how it happened down there.
So maybe it wasn't from the fireworks.
No, trust me, it was. But
okay.
Anyway, so there's a purple patch down there, and there's quite a bit of cuts everywhere.
I mean, cuts?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, blisters, they open and they become scabs. Yeah, so it's
anything
not very pretty right now. It's not smooth and kissable for at least a couple weeks.
I don't know. How many more years can you do this, really?
Until people tell me stop.
I don't know. I feel like we're approaching.
Oh, no.
You know, You can't be 70 doing it.
Oh, no. No. Death by time 70, no. I'll at least stop at 60. How's that?
Be funny, though.
Right.
I think it's funny at 70.
Yeah, we're not quite sure if that's the rock is going off or me.
Imagine Brad Davis doing it now.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
I'm picturing it.
He works at one of our sister stations in Hartford. I think he's 82. He comes to work every friggin' day, does push-ups. He's in great condition, mm-hmm. but I can't picture him firing bottle rockets out of his ass.
Now, he's more of a mortar man.
Yeah, it's because he shows up to work every day in a suit with a pocket square and everything. Yeah. Like, he's dressed to the nines every day.
Yeah. Like, what do you wear for, you know, butthole shot, you know, butthole rockets? You'll fix that. Never mind.
Yeah, I'll totally get it.
What's going on there?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I never asked you, dude, do you have trouble going after all this? Like, do you have to?
Oh, no,
like,
I went last night.
It didn't hurt coming out?
No.
Wiping?
Now, how do you wipe?
Very carefully. Aim away from the burnt parts.
So, yeah, do you use like a medicated wipe or something?
No,
or?
I used regular toilet paper and then I took a shower right afterwards.
Hmm, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Good. Wait, you know the old shave, shit, and shower? Yeah, like that.
So do you have like a mirror that you like put on the ground and like squat over to like make sure you're getting it like in the right area? Or do you just go by feel? Like,
you
it hurts here, going there.
You go by feel. I don't have a fucking mirror for
you
that.
You don't need to
so
be looking at
So we sent
that.
Magilla into the bathroom right after the fireworks bottle rockets display in our parking lot.
Right, right.
Your ass is still flaming red, throbbing hot, blisters.
Hurting badly, yes.
You went in there to put cream on. Magilla was there to record it. We never played this on the air. This is behind the scenes audio
right.
from that.
So what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm getting some water to wipe my ass off because I got, you know, a combination of burnt skin and friggin' whatever the hell you put on me.
There's a fire extinguisher. I thought there was a fire.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I really appreciate the fact you're trying to help me not burn, but damn it, man. I'm like a powdered donut now. All right, so drawing in the stalls, I'm not going to have you watch me change. That's just kind of perverted and weird. So, I think you have videos. I'm like, what are you doing, you jerk? All right. I have no idea what he looks like, so I'm just going to... you do me a favor. Can you hold this?
Hey. What is this? Oh.
Paper towels, because I'm going to... Oh, my God. Oh, God, that hurts. Oh, my God, that hurts. Oh, all there's a whole bunch of... As I'm patting down, I've got a whole bunch of freaking gunpowder all over me. Like, I'm like wiping, like, it looks like I'm wiping a piece of charcoal. Ah, son of a... Oh, man! Damn! Ah! Damn, it stings! Son of a... Oh, God! Jeez. Ah. All right, so far, no skin's coming off with the paper towel. That's a good thing. Ah, all right, so that takes care of that. Can I have your paper towels, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Now to dry my fanny off. I have to pack because I can't wipe because... I'm pretty sure if I do that, I smell burnt flesh. this is the first year I smelled that. That is not good at all. All right, thank God for the MediQuick and the burn cream. Thank you again, Dr. McHugh. Oh my God, my ass is. Oh wow, yeah, I feel the blisters.
The blisters, yeah.
Yeah, there's blisters on here. Again, it's like all of a sudden I'm wiping burn cream over the surface of the moon. Which is kind of funny. It's kind of the surface of the moon. Even with burnt ass, it's still funny. Ow! Oh my God, what a wide radius of freaking burnt I got. Yeah, this is going to be fun in the gym later, trying to bench press for my ass on the damn thing. All right.
That's what you're most worried about, is going to the gym.
Yeah, pretty much. What can I say? You got to look good. All right, burn cream on. Man, my freaking underwears are like loaded with the... Freaking the powder shot of it. Alright, well, that's all I can possibly do for that, so. Alright, underwear is going back on.
So, Matt, no, next year, bring extra underwear.
Underwear? Yeah, you know what? I should have. You know, one year, the first year, you gave me a Batman mask.
I did?
Yeah. The first year you did it.
That's right, you were wearing a Batman mask.
No, it wasn't. No, what happened was the burn marks looked like a Batman's mask.
Oh, that's what it was.
I had two eye holes, yeah.
Yes.
And then, yeah, two eye holes and one ear hole. Okay. All right. Ow! Oh, bending down definitely wasn't a good idea. All right, coming up. How about any game for you, Sam?
All right, we're all good.
It's got a cheaper shirt. I smell the gunpowder. Oh, man. Oh. Gotta use the other stuff, the burn cream. Oh, woof. It's up my nose, too. Oh, son of a... Oh, man. Oof. All right. It's about as good as it's gonna get.
Okay, that sounded like a really bad sex scene.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, I was in the stall, and he had the phone draped over the stall, and I was constantly wiping. I was like constant black because I had gunpowder all over my butt. And then as I'm wiping it, it just seemed to take forever. I happened to glance, and there's a little space in between, like where the partition ends and the door begins. And I happen to look, and I'm not wearing my underwear is down on my ankles, and I realize that, you know, Mr. Happy's hanging out. And I look, and Mikhail's looking right down at my dick. And I didn't say anything, I just kind of turned my head.
Mikhail
like,
saw your dick.
Yeah, I just kind of turned my head. I'm like, what the hell is he looking at? And I just kept wiping. It just
you didn't call him
creepy.
Out?
No, I did not. I did not, because I was like,
it was already awkward.
I was kind of weirded out as it was.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he wasn't looking at me, but his face was exactly hitting right in that direction. So I'm like, you know, how could he miss it?
I always, when I go to the men's room and I see sneakers or shoes under the, you know, stalls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to meet eyes with someone who's taking a shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I don't want to see that.
Right.
Like,
no, nobody does.
Like, you don't want to meet eyes. Like,
no.
You do your thing.
You can't.
It'll alter your image forever of that person.
How long have we been making fucking doors that we have to put them in the bathroom that have the fucking cracks in them?
Right.
The big gaps.
I don't get it.
Like, I get that there's stalls that go up, like, you know, it's not like a whole thing, but come on.
There could be like a weather stripping thing, like the bottom of your door, like a door sill thing
like
on
bubble.
The side that's
right.
Yeah, like overlaps. So you have privacy.
Yeah. They make the tolerances on these things like they're building something from, you know, the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You know,
half of the locks don't work after the first like 6 months they've been up.
Right.
Right.
Who knows if people don't know how to use the... I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's
doing?
Going on in there.
Yeah, there was a place I worked at where I'd have to put 1 foot up on the door.
That's wild.
Yeah, so you're pooping with a foot on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
And then you get up and you're, you know, like trying to figure out how do I keep my elbow up against the door while wiping my ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And pulling up your pants, too.
Yeah.
You got to kind of bend over in an L shape and use your forehead against the door.
That's perfect.
Please film that if you ever do it again.
Yeah. Do we talk about Gary Craig?
He's back on Tuesday.
Hey, he won loser week. We know that.
He'll have some listeners on Tuesday, and that's fine. We're off. He comes back on. People will want to hear what he says.
Yeah.
But really, the guy hasn't been funny ever.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this is the thing with this show. Our show constantly gets better because if you stay the same, you're actually sliding backwards.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're like a magician. If you do the same tricks over and over, people are tired of it. They move on.
Yeah.
His show is exactly the same show as it was in 1986.
The same
no
trick.
Growth.
Yeah.
But this video, I think, really shows that this guy has no idea who he's talking to.
Right.
Right? They're playing Taylor Swift. He's 65, and he has no idea who Taylor Swift is or who's listening to that station.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's fun. This is the fun part of it, that when you start, you know, you see all the cracks forming in the market, right?
Yeah.
Like Renee from iHeart goes crazy when we try to get involved and help someone.
Right.
Right. Gary Craig is now recording videos and doing stupid things. And because people are seeing that, wow, there's something happening. We have to respond to it.
Right.
And now this is when all the kooks expose themselves
right.
now.
I was
a fun thing to watch.
Really like reading the comments about some of the stuff like posted, especially on like the news sites, like their Facebook pages.
Yeah.
So many people stopped listening to him so long ago, they forgot he existed.
Right.
The most I've seen this. So like, I thought he's been literally off the air for years, maybe a decade or more.
This most exposure he's had in a long time.
Right.
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Yeah. And this is not the exposure
no.
you want.
Ooh.
And look, I would defend him if he was trying to make a joke and it came out wrong. Because,
right.
you know, I worry about that every day.
Yeah,
like, am I going to say something?
Yeah.
Just have it come out and have it come out the wrong way.
Right.
And then everybody judges your entire career.
Exactly.
That was not this.
No.
This was him not being funny.
Right.
Being, I feel, a little racist.
A little bit.
But then having the time to think about it before you post it.
Right.
Right. This wasn't something that just fell out of your mouth.
Look it over again and say, do I want to send this out? Is this my best stuff?
Yeah, this wasn't like a one take, like 30-second Instagram video that went up and came down and people caught it. Like it was edited. Like he thought about it and was like, this is the best shit.
This is funny.
Putting it up.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It'll make me seem edgy.
Yeah. I think the best was when we were playing it on the morning show, and we were just having a good time with it. How stupid he sounds. Can we play a little bit of that?
You want to cringe?
Yeah.
All I did was go for a walk. I wanted to go down to the riverfront and see what was going on. I walked into some kind of parallel universe or something. What the hell? What is this? I don't know what the hell this is. Holy shit. What? Who? Oh. What the hell was that? Oh. Help! Hey, now I don't have to go to Cuba. I was going to go to Cuba on a trip. I thought I'd go down there and broadcast live, but now, hey, I don't even have to go. You stay right here and watch this. I love Lucy and she loves me. Oh, that's what this is. It's a Latino fest. I didn't know what the hell it was. Oh, God.
All right. Well, there you go. And then let's wrap up with two things. One, listen for our Graham Nash interview.
Yes.
It'll be played the week we get back. I almost have a fight with Graham fucking Nash.
Yep.
Yes.
About Woodstock.
Exactly.
It was good.
Okay.
And Woodstock! Who has a fight about Woodstock?
Oh my God.
Right. It's all peace, right?
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is, if you don't want to talk about this shit, don't do interviews.
Exactly.
Right?
Because
no one.
End your career.
Right. But anyway, it's going to be a great show. It's coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yep.
He's a legend to talk to. Listen for this interview. It's really, everyone in this room thought it was ending when I started talking to him about, I said, hey, look.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Day's ending early.
We're going to hear
Dial Tone. 2 minutes in.
Right. And we were only 2 minutes in. And then Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Talking to Gene was a highlight.
It really was.
It's one of those people 10 years from now will say, who are some of the fun people you talk to? Steven Tyler, Gene Simmons, Robert Plant.
He's still very cool.
He's right up there.
Yep.
What we're going to play for you now is something that didn't get played on the air. We were holding for Gene, and we are listening to him wrap up another interview on another radio show.
Right.
Gene Simmons with us. Gene, I know this might be, I don't know if it's a hard question for you to answer, but you've been doing this for 42 years, but do you have one or two memorable KISS concerts or moments in your career that still stand out to you to this day?
Well, the first one is always important. Just like your first kiss and all that, you'll never forget that because it's your sort of baptism of fire, if you will.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember the first show we ever did was New Year's Eve, you know, professionally, New Year's Eve. We're fourth on the bill. It was KISS, a group called, I think, Flaming Youth. Then we had a song called Flaming Youth. And then it was Iggy Pop. And then it was Blue Oyster Cult. New Year's Eve.
That's a great lineup.
New York City. And nobody knew who we were. We were just a new band, and we didn't even have our record out. But we had everything. You know, we had the drums went up in the air. We spent a lot of money in bombs and spitting fire and all that stuff. So the third song, we're doing Firehouse off of our first record, and I spit fire. My hair caught fire.
Ooh, no.
We stole the show. Everybody said, wow, look at this band. They're going to kill themselves. That's cool.
Especially out of remember with Iggy Pop, it's a great self-immolation time.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, we got to move on. Thanks.
All right, hey Gene, I know that we got to get wrapping it up here. We look forward to seeing you in town, and you never come empty-handed. I believe you got a pair of tickets for the August 27th show. We're going to give somebody a chance to win.
It'll be my pleasure.
All right, Gene's going to take caller number 7 for a chance to see that show. And buddy, we'll see you in a few months. Great talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're moving on to Chaz, AJ, and Penn in New Haven.
You guys there?
Hey.
Hello.
All right, well, they did get a good story out of Gene about lighting his hair on fire.
Yeah, but everybody knows that story if you're a KISS fan.
Yeah, it's
also,
common.
How hard is it to get any kind of a story out of Gene Simmons?
Right.
Hey, Gene, what'd you do yesterday? Well, let me tell you about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One time.
Yeah.
I was on fire.
Exactly. Me. Oh, we got. Me. I think Gene brought some tickets with him. Okay, we'll take caller number 7 right now.
What's your favorite KISS song right now? Call us up. Win tickets.
Yeah.
You know, I was really excited because Pam told me there were over 200 requests for Gene Simmons. Only 12 people got interviews.
Right.
And we were one of them. And I thought, wow. So it's going to be New York, Boston.
We're the elite.
L.A.
Right.
Dallas. You know, big markets.
Right.
And the guy actually was familiar with the show, excited to book Gene, and told Gene that these guys are going to do a great job. They're going to sell tickets for you. I was like, wow, this is great. And then we heard that show right before we did the interview. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, thanks.
They were one of the 12.
Right.
It took the specialness off it.
Yeah,
being able to spell ace and you win a prize.
That's cool.
How do you spell ace?
Our good buddy Gene Simmons. Thanks for coming on, Gene. You know you're always welcome here at the old Rocket 101 studios here with Mojo and AC in the morning. All right,
those,
coming at you.
Coming at you. Boom, boom.
Those who don't know, he actually shoots blood out. Yes.
Yeah.
He has a long tongue.
How did you get that done?
Been in the business for such a long time. Gene Simmons, tell us something.
When we say KISS, we don't mean actual kisses. No, no.
Oh, you're such a wacky guy.
Oh, my God.
Bazonga, bazonga.
Check out the bombs on stage.
Yeah, you're right.
Say, hey, out of that bunch, we were the elite. So thank
you. Yeah, that's true. Follow us on social media. Facebook has some really fucking funny videos of AJ blowing shit out of his ass. Instagram has great stills always. And AJ is the funniest motherfucker on Twitter. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes and make sure you comment and, you know, write in that suggestion area there, the comment section, because that helps the whatever it is. Right. So I don't
sounds good to me.
I don't give a shit. I'm on vacation.
Alcohol time.
That's right. Time to drink. Have a happy, safe 4th of July. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Happy 4th.
Pam's over there.
Enjoy.
Phil's over there.
No, oh, keep those fingers ready. Be ready to dial in on July 11th. We're coming back at you, Chaz and AJ, in the morning on 99.1 PLR.
And 102.9 Whale and 95.9 The
Listen
Fox.
For the firework.
I feel like we have the birth of a new character.
Yep.
That sounds like a Chaz and AJ phone prank character.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.